Oasis Audio presents Morning's Refrain by Tracy Peterson. Read for you by Sherry Berger. June 1889. If a person needed to know what was happening in Sitka, the general store was the center of all news, whether true or gossip. Even so, this time, Dalton Lindquist didn't anticipate his family being a part of the tale, spewing from Mrs. Putzkukoff's mouth. And yet, to be honest, all of his life there had been a measure of secrecy about his past, mainly because no one was willing to talk about it. Some sort of trouble surrounded his birth or shortly thereafter. That much Dalton knew. His questions made his mother uncomfortable, and his father would admonish him to wait until he was older. Father had once admitted that someone had attempted to take Dalton, and his mother had been wounded in the process, but he wouldn't say anything more. It was Mother's story to tell. "Then it's time she told me," he muttered, stalking down the street. "I deserve to know the truth." It was a good 2-mile walk back home, but Dalton didn't mind. He used the time to clear his head and reconsider what he'd heard Mrs. Putzkukoff say to Arnie, the storekeeper. She had come into the store all excited. Apparently, there had been some untimely deaths in the Clinkett village. A fight of some sort had seen 2 men killed and a woman gravely injured. Mrs. Putzkukoff declared there hadn't been so much trouble since the mess that year.